This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. A new bail reform law designed to prevent poor people from sitting in jail for not being able to post bail is now being implemented in New Hampshire courts. Many county attorneys and others in law enforcement were skeptical of this new law, and now some are saying the rollout has been rocky. On the line with me now is Rockingham County Attorney Patricia Conway. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Sure, absolutely.
You've said in the press that previously straightforward arraignments are consuming more time and resources. How so?
Well, they seem to be. I want to preface that comment by saying that the new law just took effect on August 31st, so we've only had a few weeks to evaluate, how it's affecting the court system. But the reason why I say that is because we are now required to prove by clear and convincing evidence that a person is dangerous before we can hold them at all, essentially. So in order to do that, here in Rockingham County, and I know in other counties, after speaking with different county attorneys, the courts have been requiring us in certain instances to call witnesses. And we only have a couple of hours to evaluate the case, file the charges, and there are many times where we simply just can't get witnesses here. We certainly can't subpoena people. So
And what is the result when you can't get a witness?
Well, the result is that we have to ask the court to continue the arraignment or to schedule another hearing, another bail hearing, so that we can get our witnesses there in order to meet the burden.
And in the meantime, the defendant is still in jail?
Generally, yes.
You're describing the circumstances involved with a defendant who may be dangerous. Do you feel that the law is working well in its efforts to prevent people who are not dangerous from being stuck in jail for the inability to pay bail?
I think it's too early to tell. The reason I say that is because the judges, prosecutors, defense attorneys, we're all, reading the statute and trying to apply it brand new, so to speak. So I think people are still learning. At this point, I don't know that it's solving that problem. I think here in Rockingham County, we actually have more people incarcerated pretrial since the statute was enacted, after speaking with my superintendent here at the jail.
So are you saying, at least initially, the bill has had the opposite effect?
It has in Rockingham County. Our numbers have increased.
One of the issues here, or at least one of the complaints some have had, is that there's no standardized way to assess a defendant to determine if he or she is dangerous. What should be part of the standard process? What questions should we be asking to assess whether someone is too dangerous to be released?
So if you look at the statute now, and much of this is similar to the previous statute when you were considering domestic violence offenses, and the statute suggests that courts can look at things like threats of suicide, depression, history of violating protective orders, possessing a deadly weapon in violation of an order, death threats or threats of possessiveness, stalking, cruelty or violence directed toward pets. So those are some of the things the statute suggests that the court can look at. My opinion is that we should add to the list something like the defendant is a drug profiteer, or the defendant has a history of selling dangerous drugs like fentanyl or carfentanil, particularly because of the epidemic, and I think in order to protect the community.
So given that this is law now, what else are you hoping to see as we move forward?
I do think, some positive, I just want to comment that I do see some positive things about this statute in terms of dangerousness. Prior to the statute, there were only certain crimes that people could be held without bail. So it was domestic violence, homicide cases, and probation violations. Now with the new statute, as long as we can meet the burden that the person is dangerous by clear and convincing evidence, we can hold anybody on essentially any crime. It has to be a serious offense, at least a Class A misdemeanor or felony. But I think that is a positive thing, so I don't want to say that I think the statute is all bad. And I certainly think that the goal of making sure that people are not held simply because they can't afford to post bail, I think that that's, a great goal to make sure that that doesn't happen. In the future, moving forward, there is a commission now that's considering a number of things, including dangerousness, the process, pretrial risk assessment tools, and things of that nature. So there's a lot of discussion going on right now between different stakeholders across the state. I think that that's very positive, and I'm encouraged that in the future, either this statute will work well, or we can tinker with it a bit so that it'll work even better.
Patricia Conway is Rockingham County Attorney. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.